We're just busy consulting, that's why we took some time with the department with regard to the next presenter who's going to come. And you know that in our program we're expecting to have Mr. McKay, who's the DDG responsible for immigration. Yesterday, as we closed the meeting after the allocation of members to areas of focus, an arrangement was then made to the department via the parliamentary liaison, SAM, with the document with a set of questions that we wanted these individuals to speak on. I just learned now that they were not made aware of the questions and they were ready to speak out of cuff without documents. I've consulted with members now and I think we are agreeing that what we should do is to allow these officials to go back and look at the questions properly again as individuals, because we're not going to have one submission of a department. Each official is going to speak. Those that we have identified, they're going to speak for themselves. Right? So we want to allow them an opportunity to go and look at these issues proper and prepare a written response. The response must be in writing to the question. We will then convene at 4 o'clock today in the afternoon to proceed with Mr. McKay. He has just been made aware now that he did not have a side of the document, and only I think at the level of the DG and the team, it's clear that maybe either they did not need to prepare themselves before they come here. So because we know that we have set up this day for them and tomorrow, we'll then adjourn this meeting and convene at 4 o'clock to give them time to respond to these questions. It's in line with their operation, so there's nothing outside that a person will say, I don't know, this question is difficult. This is in relation to the work that they do every day. Right? So we'll give them until 4 o'clock and then we'll convene at 4. Meantime, I will then interact with the chair of chairs to deal with that arrangement. And then, but definitely 4 o'clock, we'll then proceed with our meeting of meeting McKay, Mkize, and the other two officials that we have mentioned in the document. We happen to be Christian and Kobisa. Skakane. Yes. So these are people that will have to come in, and each one of them will give them the same, about 20 minutes, and then members, I think, because we're dealing not with the court, what's called a document that is still going to come, which we have, that is going to be presented either by a minister or the DG, who will be guided when we come to that point. So that's where we are. Well, that's what I propose that we do. I think from the morning we've done very well so far with the first presenter. I think we're able to understand the issue of the emails and the content, therefore, and part of that has helped us to be where we are now. So can we therefore agree, colleagues, that we can adjourn until 4 o'clock? I see a hand on Hossein.
Chair, thank you. I'm in agreement with your proposal. I just want to raise just one issue, please, on that. If we can just get perhaps a response from the officials that when we reconvene at 4 o'clock, that they will be in a position to be able to answer these questions so we don't end up in a situation where they come back and say that time was insufficient. If we can get a response from them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Maybe I can ask the accounting officer who is the Director General, because you are leading this team. Can you respond to that question? So, Chair, if I understand the question very well, is that we need to provide that particular information in writing before the 4 o'clock deadline. Yes, now we'll definitely ensure that we email it to the Secretary of the Committee by before 4 o'clock so that members can be furnished with the document.
Now, on that note, therefore, the lunch is arranged for 1 o'clock, colleagues. You can spend time going through, or if you have any other engagement, you can go and deal with that, but you can just refer back to your document, spend time just to look at your document, because the phase that you are going to get into is the most critical phase of this inquiry. And so we don't want, that's why we must be thorough in what we do. If we're to hold you accountable, we must make sure that we do that within the law and we understand your rules and functions. So I don't want us to create any confusion moving forward. On that note, this meeting is adjourned for now until we meet at 4. Thank you.